Evan Hyde here. It's now early morning on day 19. I'd say it's just about daybreak, a little bit after the sun is starting to rise. I wanted to go ahead and get up fairly early this morning and just set out first thing. That was my big goal for tracking this guy. Because, you know, the more I thought about it last night, the more I realized that I need to find where this guy is coming from. I think it's fairly obvious that he's trying to lead me to him. He's making no secret about that at all. So I'm just going to go for it. You know, sure it's dangerous, and sure I may be completely unprepared for whatever he has in store for me. But heck, if he was actually going to do something to hurt me, he had plenty of opportunities before. So right now, I'm going to finish this can of beans I got here, and I'm just going to head off. The goat is all packed up, and he's ready to go. He certainly looks eager to leave this campsite, too, and I can't blame him one bit. You know, I wonder if goats can follow a scent trail, like a dog or a wolf or something like that. Not really sure about that. It might be pretty interesting, though. Anyway, I'm going to get going for a little bit while I finish packing up. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back in the forest now. I'm heading in the direction we saw that guy roam the other night. And according to this compass I nabbed, we're heading northeast a bit. So far as I can see, there's some pretty visible spots where he stepped over some vegetation. And he just made no attempt whatsoever to mask his path. So I'm going to just keep following that trail as far as I can. But I'm still going to be careful, of course. I'm trying to get the goat to go ahead of me a little bit on this little roped leash that I fashioned for him. But, boy, he's a strong little guy, and he absolutely hates this leash. So I guess we'll see how that goes. But I've also come to the realization that goats aren't bloodhounds. And they really, really like to eat everything they see. So this is almost a complete waste of time bringing him with me. But what else am I going to do? I couldn't just leave him back where we came, you know, at the campsite. He's still a good companion. You know, I got to give him that. I mean, sometimes I think he really does answer me when I ask him stuff. It's really great. But, you know, the fact that he's carrying all my stuff, it really helps a bunch. I've realized how much he can actually carry, and it's pretty amazing. And he seems to be trekking right along, so it doesn't seem to bother him at all. So that's good. But since this track is still pretty obvious here, I'm gonna go ahead and shut this recorder off while I'm walking, and I'll come back if I find any more clues. I swear, why do I even open my big mouth? That goat ran away with all my stuff. I can't believe this. This is absolutely incredible. He had everything. He had my matches and my food and my tent and my other clothes and... I'm such an idiot. I mean, we were just there, just trekking along, you know, just following the trail, just fine. Everything was going great. I kept nudging him along to follow me and not eat the entire forest floor, which is, you know, one of those things he just kept doing, and it was frustrating me. And I guess one of those times, I guess my grip slipped, and I let go of the rope, and he just ran. I don't know, maybe I was nudging him a little bit too much, or even too hard. I don't think he liked it, but like I said, I was getting impatient. I mean, we have somewhere to go, and he's just stopping, and he wouldn't do anything, and... I don't know, maybe I should have eased up on him a little bit. I mean, now I feel bad, but... No, I don't feel bad enough to not still be mad at him for running off, though. That's... I don't know, maybe I should just be mad at myself, I guess. I ran after him for about 100 yards, but... He's just too nimble through all this brush, you know. He ducks and weaves through all this crap. And, You know, I'm hacking away at it with this machete, and I can't, there's no way I could keep pace with him. And to make matters worse, I lost the trail. Can you believe that? I lost the trail we were following, and I don't know if I can find it again. And it's getting dark, too. And we've been at this almost all day, and the forest just keeps getting more and more dense. Right now, I'd say I'm lost, but I don't know even know if that's accurate, since I wasn't even really found in the first place. But I do need to stick to the original plan and just find this guy, and I need to find him soon. So right now what I'm doing, let's see, I'm sitting here at this big rock. This thing is probably twice as big as I am, and the vegetation is still pretty dense. I mean, this stuff, it's like vines and just, I don't know what this stuff is called, but it's everywhere, and it's thick, and this machete is nice for chopping through it, but it's making an awful racket, and I'm still the only thing out here making any noise at all, which makes me really self-conscious. You know, when I'm hacking away at these, at all this brush and vines and everything, and there's nothing else making any noise. That whole no insects and no animals thing, it really hits home when you're in the middle of an intense forest and you're the only one making a peep. I mean, it's just not something I'm used to. So I try to cut down on the loud chopping, but I feel like no matter what I do, whether it's walking or chopping or breathing, I'm still echoed everywhere, and just it's so intensified by this deafening silence. I don't know, maybe it'll help me hear if others are approaching me, though, which I still keep anticipating. Even though it's just a dream, I'm waiting for it. I don't know, I guess if there's someone within a few miles of me, though, that I'm sure they've heard me by now. I'm sure my cover's been blown. But I am so exhausted from all this. I just have this tendency to go full throttle and just completely disregard any sort of pacing, which, again, is just completely against my training. And then I end up just dead tired much sooner than I should be. And I know I need to keep going at least until the sun starts to set. It's not like I have any tents now to set up or anything, so, you know, the whole setup time will be pretty minimal because I'll just be basically laying down in the middle of nowhere. I guess I can find some half-decent shelter and just stick it out under the trees for the night. You know, I guess that's one good thing about there not really being any animals or any bugs or anything, is that I don't have to worry about being eaten up by anything during the night. So that's one plus. But right now, I'm just burning daylight, so I'm going to head back out and see if I can't get a hint of that trail again before it gets too dark. So I'll be right back. Well, it's been about an hour or so, and I tried to backtrack, but I just can't find anything. It's just too dark under this canopy of trees. So I found a nice big rock I'm just going to lay against for the night. I guess it'll have to do. But first thing in the morning, once I'm rested, I'm going to look for that trail again. But I'm still going to maintain my northeast bearing. And I hope there's an end to these trees soon, because I really miss the sky and any kind of horizon line or anything like that. Plus, you know, this constant chopping is just killing my arms. I thought about laying out some food for the goat, you know, to get him to come back. You know, that's one of those things that works with animals, right? But I can't imagine he's exactly starving out there. It's pretty much a giant smorgasbord for him. Plus, I don't even really have any food myself to offer, you know. And I mean, I ate this morning. I ate a little bit during the day, but I guess I'll be all right for at least another day. But I don't have anything. I don't recognize any of this vegetation out here enough to risk eating it. So I guess that's another thing I'll have to worry about for tomorrow. You know, despite my constant complaining, I do have this odd sense of optimism. I mean, you wouldn't be able to tell it by the tone in my voice, I know. And I can't see that light at the end of the tunnel just yet, but I can sense its presence. Does that make any sense? I don't know. Maybe it might just be a natural coping mechanism. But I'm going to stick with it. And we'll just see how tomorrow fares. I mean, today was pretty bad. So it's got to get better, right? It just has to. Well, have a good night.